This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5-7% gross domestic product growth in the current financial year. The finance ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released on Thursday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory today. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Asim Goel from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's national president and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's general secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithala Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Selja addressed a public meeting in Kalanwali in support of Congress candidate Sheesh Pal Keharwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP's senior leader and Union Minister JP Nadda yesterday addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, stating that the people of the Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development. India has reaffirmed its steadfast commitment to improving social determinants of health, SDH, during the G20 Joint Finance Health Task Force high-level meeting held at the 79th session of United Nations General Assembly in New York. The session centered on prioritizing investments in the health sector. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel was a lead speaker at the event. She highlighted the role of social determinants of health in supporting health investments priorities. She also underscored the crucial intersection of health and finance in mitigating the impact of future health emergencies and alleviating economic burdens. During the event, the minister emphasized the significance of addressing core SDH factors such as housing, sanitation, water access, and income security. The Indian delegation highlighted flagship programs such as Ayushman Bharat, Swachh Bharat Mission, Jal Jeevan Mission, and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, which have brought transformative change across the country. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan stressed the need for future strategic leaders to enhance quick decision-making. He was addressing the Tri-Services Future Warfare Course, which concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The CDS underscored that artificial intelligence, machine learning, advancements in stealth technology, hypersonics and also robotics will dictate the character of future wars. The Ministry of Defence said that the Future Warfare course focused on key areas related to future warfare, future trends, air and space warfare, non-kinetic warfare, maritime operations and multi-domain operations. It also added that the course aims to create a cadre of tech-enabled military commanders equipped with handling the complexities of the modern battle space. And that is the end of this news bulletin.